You see, I can see the evil. I've studied history. And I'm doing everything I can to get us as a society to wake up and repent. And if you're not a Christian, I'm talking about by repenting, admitting how lazy we've all been and how we've let ourselves put up with corruption and put up with tyranny. And my main job here is, as this tyranny comes in, and it's coming in, that enough people have been warned about who did it, who was behind it, why they did it, that then people will finally listen, and we can do something about this. And I know I get dark, but reality's dark, folks. 51 million aborted babies is big. The globalist spreading disease worldwide on record. And the fact that it's fact and nobody gets in trouble for it. The fact that the ATF doesn't get in trouble for narcotics trafficking along with the FBI and six other federal agencies. It's all on record. We broke the stinking news. We just didn't call it Fast and Furious. We didn't know the name of the program 6 years ago. It makes me sick. This isn't about my big radio show and, oh my gosh, 15 million listeners and all this and, boy, you know, the ego and everything. I'm somebody who is thinking about this all the time when I'm dreaming, when I'm jogging, when I'm eating dinner, when I'm rocking one of my children to sleep. And I just look in their eyes and their innocence, and there's so much good in the world. There's so much innocence in the world. There's so many good things that we've got to protect, and I'm angry. I'm angry at men out there who are too weak-minded to face the facts because I know I'm right. How much more has got to come true? How much further down this road do we got to get before you wake up?